You know something? I get around a lot. I really do. I've been to China, Australia, Japan. Think of a place, and I've been there. There's one place, though, I bet you've never heard of. It's called Comanche Springs. It's in Oklahoma, and that's in America, in case you don't know. I've been sent from London with instructions to liaise with a fella from the CIA. Viv didn't tell me his name or anything about him. All I knew was that I had to wait for him in a caff. I've waited a long time. Comanche Springs, Oklahoma. What a bleeding hole.
You mind if I sit down?
Sure, I was just leaving anyway.
Now, don't do that. Sit for a spell. Have some more coffee.
Mr. Kane.
You're the fellow I've been waiting for?
Yeah, Roy Craig, CIA. Here's my proof.
Fair enough. What's the joke?
Around about this time every year, there's a guy comes from New York. He stays at the motel across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Also about this time, there's another guy comes from London. Same time every year. They both stay at that motel.
So?
They're swapping secrets, Mr. Kane. They're spies. They come to this little out-of-the-way place just so they can sell out the Western world.
Who are they?
The guy from London is William Todd. Works in an arms factory.
Figures. Any other?
The American? We don't know. But we'll find out, won't we, Mr. Kane?
My name's Adam Kane, Kane, Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane.
Moonshine.
There's one thing I hate. It's steel guitars and cowboy singers who rabbit on about the silver moon and the open prairie. I thought that stuff went out with Gene Autry. But in Comanche Springs, they like that sort of music. All the time. Oh, blimey, haven't they got something else on that jukebox? Nice bit of Mantovani.
Who?
Never mind.
Anyway, back to business. Now, the way they operate is like this. The guy from London checks in first, the day before his pal. Now, they take separate rooms and meet up somewhere in the motel grounds, only for 5 minutes or so. All we got to do is tail them and grab them while they're passing information, okay?
Sure. One thing I'd like to know. Why have I been called in on this caper?
Fair question. And like I said, one of the guys is British. When we make the grab, he becomes your responsibility.
You mean I've got to take him back to England?
Right. I'm sure as heck we don't want him in the USA.
I see.
Or you could make it easy for yourself.
How?
Kill him, if you've a mind to. I won't say anything about a thing.
Yeah, well, I'll cross that bridge when I come to it.
Right on. Well, let's go take a look at the motel. See who's checked in.
The motel was like thousands you see in the U.S. Big, brassy, and totally boring. I settled down in a big leather chair and waited for Craig to go and check the register. It seemed a pretty obvious way of doing things, and everybody's got their own individual method. And Craig seemed like a good agent. He had that professional way about him, cold and deadly.
Kane.
Any luck?
No, I don't think so. I made some subtle inquiries, and it doesn't look like either of them have checked in yet.
Right. So, what do we do now?
Well, we could take a drink, or we could go for a ride. Take a look at the countryside.
The drink sounds like a good idea.
Hello there. Are you guys new in town?
I beg your pardon?
You got nice hair. Come quickly.
I'm sorry, I don't think we've met.
Oh, my name's Sweet Thing, and I'm 18 years old.
Yeah, well, that's very nice.
You don't have to say nothing. I've been watching you from the bar. I just thought I'd come over and say hi.
Yeah. Well, hi.
I'll be in the bar around about 6:30. Come and see me there if you've a mind to. See you.
Bye. I don't believe it.
The girls are like that around here. They see a guy they like and they just walk up and introduce themselves. Real friendly.
Yeah. Bit off-putting in a way.
I'd follow that up. She's a nice little number. A real nice number.
Tell me what happened.
Well, I saw the guy in the foyer, and I walked on right up to him just like I was told. And I did everything right. Honest, I did.
Good.
He seemed real nice.
Well, never mind that. Did he say he was going to meet you?
Well, he didn't say for sure. But I told him I'd be in the bar 6:30.
I reckon he'll be there.
What'll I do then, Paul?
You get him drunk. Take him out to the parking lot for a bit of kissing and cuddling.
Okay.
Then I'll come out with my friend here, my 12-gauge shotgun.
You're going to kill him?
Well, for $2,000, I reckon it'll be worth it. Don't you?
Kane?
Hello, Adam.
Hello, Viv. Where are you?
I'm ringing from London.
What can you tell me?
The job's off. I want you to come home right away. We've got Todd. He won't be making the rendezvous. So there's no point in your staying. Come back as quickly as you can. That's all. See you soon.
Okay, Viv, boy.
Well, what was all that about?
My boss in London. He tells me they've picked up Todd. He won't be turning up here.
What?
You heard he won't be turning...
Those fools, we had an agreement. Todd was going to come here and rendezvous with the other guy.
Well, now he ain't.
Well, that's great. Just great. How do we catch his friend? How are we going to find out who this other guy is, huh?
I don't know, mate. From now on, that's your problem.
Well, that's beautiful. You guys in London have just blown the whole thing. We have to get them together. That was the point of the whole exercise. And you people go and arrest Todd before he can even get here.
Now, listen, mate. DI6 doesn't do anything without good reason. They have to pick up Todd. Otherwise,
nothing. We got no chance of fighting his contact now. And that's going to go in my report, buddy. One spy still at large because the jolly old British goof.
I should have warned you, Mike. I've got a quick temper.
You blow your cool when you're in the field, Kane? Is that how British agents operate?
Goodbye, Craig. I'm checking out.
Come in, Curry.
Howdy.
Sit down. Hey. Take a seat.
Nice room you got.
Serves its purpose.
Well, what do you want to see me about, eh?
Well, we had an agreement, Curry.
Don't you worry none. It's all taken care of. My little gal is going to meet Mr. Kane in the motel bar tonight, 6:30. She'll take him outside and I'll kill him. Don't you worry.
I'm afraid you'll have to forget that plan, Curry.
Well, for why? I got a good gun. Shoot straight and sure.
Mr. Kane's checked out of the motel. He's waiting at the bus station.
You mean just leave him down? Well, you won't need to have him killed then, will you now?
I don't need to have him killed. But I'd like him out of the way all the same.
Well, you give me that $2,000 right now, and I'll go and do it. I'll blow his head right off where he stands.
No. I got a better idea. What time does the bus leave town?
Right about 6 p.m.
Okay. Here's what you're going to do.
A bus station is a lonely place. Even if there's people sitting around, you still get this lonely, solitary feeling. However, I didn't really expect to feel comfortable. I was a stranger, a limey. And in a place like Comanche Springs, nobody talks to a stranger. They just hide under their 10-gallon hats and chew gum. I wanted to see that bus. How I wanted to see it. Excuse me. I'll say, excuse me.
What?
What time is the bus supposed to arrive?
It'll get in when it's ready.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Your name, Kane? Adam Kane?
Yeah? What about it?
You look at me when I talk to you, boy.
Now, wait a minute. Who do you think you are?
Name's Gilroy. Sheriff Gilroy. I'd like you to step outside with me so as I can have a little talk with you.
What have I done?
Do you care to come outside?
Now, listen, I've got a bus to catch.
Now, come on. This won't take long.
Okay.
After you.
Look, I paid me hotel bill, if that's what you're worried about.
You just keep walking.
I didn't make any towels.
Step outside, please.
All right, so we're outside. Now, what do you want?
Sweet thing. Come on over and take a look at him.
What's going on?
Shut up. Okay, sweet thing. You take a good look at him.
Ask him to turn towards the light.
Hey, you're the bird who was in the hotel foyer.
Shut up.
That's him. I recognize the voice.
Recognize the...
I'll never forget that voice as long as I live.
What a blaze are you talking about?
You sure he's the one?
He's the one.
Okay, mister, you're under arrest.
What? Now listen, mate, I'm English. I've only ever met this girl once.
You hold out your hand so as I can put the cuffs on her.
What's the charge?
You beat up this little girl's pa, took his money.
Oh, mate, you got the wrong bloke.
A little gal identified. Hold out your hands.
Oh, no, not on your neck.
Sheriff, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I told you he was dangerous.
He did, sure enough. But he ain't dangerous no more.
What are you going to do with him?
Find a big, strong tree. Man. Morning, Mr. Kane.
I want to make a phone call.
What'd you say?
I said I wanted to make a phone call.
To your lawyer?
No, to a bloke called Craig. He can tell you who I am.
I know who you are. You're no good skunk who beats up on old men. That's who you are.
I've got a legal right to make a call.
You got no rights, no place, at no time.
This is a load of rubbish, you know that?
What are you saying?
I'm saying that I've been framed. I didn't touch that girl's father. I don't even know him.
Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Well, you can say all those things in front of a jury.
Just let me make a call to Craig. That's all I want.
You don't have to bother.
Craig? Thank heavens. Listen, mate, you've got to get me out of this.
Who are you?
My name's Craig, like he says.
You know this man?
Yeah. I'd like to talk to him, alone.
All right. I can't let you do that.
Look, I'm not concealing a file. Frisk me if you like.
I will. You're clean.
Can I talk to him?
I'll give you 5 minutes.
Blimey, am I glad you pissed up. This hick thinks I hit an old man on the head. I've been in here all bleeding night. Yeah, what's so funny?
You sure got yourself into a mess, didn't you? Adam Kane, super secret agent.
It's no joke, Craig.
I think it is. I think it's one heck of a joke. You bust me in the jaw and think you're going to leave town. And this is where you end up.
Oh, I've been framed. The little bird, she was lying.
Mr. Kane, I don't give a hoot what happens to you. You walked out on a job. You were going to let me take the can for messing up the deal.
Well, there was no point in staying. It wasn't my fault they picked up Todd in London. I had orders to go back.
I can't help you, Kane. Let DI-6 get you out of this. You're their responsibility.
I'll tell you what I think's happened. I think someone tumbled at the fact that he was going to be nabbed. The fella, the American spy, who was going to meet William Todd at the motel, saw me there and reckoned on having me put out of the way. And this is how he did it. He had me framed and put in here.
Maybe.
It makes sense.
I'm not so sure. He could have killed you. Would have been simpler.
I've got to talk to that girl, get the truth out of her.
No chance.
Listen to me, just for a minute. If I'm right, the fella we want paid that girl to frame me. She'll know who he is.
So?
If we find that out, you'll have your man, Craig, and you can go back to your boss, mission completed. We've got Todd already, and you can have your fella, if you let me get to that girl.
I'm not stopping you.
No, that it, sheriff is.
You mean you want me to take care of the sheriff?
I think we can do it together.
You got a deal.
Thanks, Craig.
I hope you're right about this.
Call him over. Keep his attention and I'll do the rest.
Okay.
Sheriff?
What you want?
Would you come over here, please?
Now, what's going on here?
Well, I was just wondering, could I arrange bail money for this man?
There ain't no bail for a case like this.
Come on now. Every man's got his price. Hey, how would you like a
A brand new automobile. White wall tires, power steering.
Huh? Well, maybe we can talk.
Hey, just turn around, Sheriff. I can't see you. Sunshine right in my eyes.
Oh, okay, I was
Thanks, Craig.
You better be right about that girl, huh?
You're a good agent.
What do we do now?
Two things. Find a car and find a girl.
We can't use my car. It's in for repairs.
Well, there's a used car lot up ahead.
You want to buy a car?
Not exactly. Come on. Hello there.
Well, hi there. Honest looks the name. I sell the best cars in the West, and my dog Typhoon agrees with me. Don't you, Typhoon? There you go. My dog never lies.
Now listen, fella. Do you happen to know a girl by the name of Sweet Thing?
Yeah, reckon I do.
Do you know where she lives?
Brewster's Hill, just over yonder. Red house. You can't miss it.
Thanks.
You need a car to get there?
Yeah? What do you got?
This little baby here. Just come in.
Okay.
Get inside and get the feel of her.
Looks good. Thanks. Come on, Craig.
That's right. You get in lane, partner. What do you think? White convertible with a working guy on the seat, huh? It's yours for 4,000.
Yeah, it's very nice. Can I try it another?
Yeah, sure, sure. There's just one question you gotta ask yourself. Are you the man enough to drive a car like this?
I think so.
Hey, what do you think you're doing? Come back. Come back.
Come back! There you are. $2,000.
Never seen that much in my life.
Count it.
Sweet thing, come on over. Take a look at this cash.
Okay.
Look at that.
My. All the notes is new. All fresh and green.
You did a good job, Connie.
I reckon it would have been easier to kill him.
I don't think so. I reckon it's better to have the good folks of Comanche Springs do it.
You must have hated this Adam Kane real bad.
I've never even met the man. You see, I got into the habit of coming to Comanche Springs every year. I used to stay at the motel with an English friend of mine. He was a very interesting man. We had a lot to talk about, but... Because of Adam Kane, this friend of mine won't be coming to see me again. And that upset me. You understand?
Not a damn word. You wouldn't be a commie spy, would you?
Yeah. That's exactly what I am.
Oh! Where are you going when you leave here?
Going back to New York.
That must be a beautiful place. If I was in New York, I'd sass you down Fifth Avenue, and all the boys would turn their heads and say, oh, my. Well, give me $1,000 to go to New York.
Shut your mouth.
Don't be harsh on the girl. After all, she did earn $1,000.
Now, what about me? I had to let you beat me black and blue so as I could make out I was robbed by this man, Adam Kane, eh?
I'm forgetting that. You earned your share, Connie.
Well, that's right. And I'm going to make a brand new stove with the money. Brew up some white lightning.
Paul, huh? There's a car drove on up.
Take a look and see who it is.
Oh, my. It's Adam Kane and his friend.
He's busted out of jail. He must have done. That's what it is.
I think now would be a good time to use that shotgun.
Somebody must be home. There's a car parked over there.
Yeah. Let's take a look at it.
It's a nice looking auto. This year's model.
This car was parked outside the motel yesterday.
Yeah. I seem to remember it.
You don't license plates.
So?
Did you say that your mystery man came from New York?
Yeah.
And he's come all the way to visit a girl called Sweet Thing.
What was that?
Window breaking. Kane, get down. Shotgun!
You okay?
Yeah, still together.
Crawl up against the side of the shack.
Okay.
Okay. He wants to kill us. He'll have to come outside and do it.
Yeah. He must have read your mind.
What?
He's coming out of the shack.
You got a piece? Use it.
45 against the shotgun? You got to be joking.
It's better than nothing.
Hey!
Good morning.
I'd like you two boys to stand up. I'm going to have to kill you, and it's hard while you're lying in your bellies. Unless, of course, you want it in the face.
Stand up, Craig. Here's your gun.
Stand up like good old boys.
Okay.
I should have known you were going to get me killed.
Trust me.
Come on. Come on now. That's nice. Yeah. Now, I'm going to make it clean and quick. Just shut your eyes and it'll all be over.
Wait a minute. I've got something to say.
I don't want to hear it.
This man's a federal agent.
What?
G-man.
Oh, I don't care.
You know what's going to happen if you kill him? You'll have all these friends down here. They'll want to take a look at your shack.
That's right. Maybe even find a moonshine still.
How do I know he's fed?
Show him your badge.
Now, easy now. Take it out with your left hand.
Okay. That proof enough for you?
Sweet thing. Webb, come on out here. I say, come on out.
Thanks, buddy.
We're not out of it yet, man.
What's the matter? Shoot him.
This fellow's a federal.
What's the matter?
Sweet thing, you hold the gun on him while we talk.
Okay.
Now's our chance.
Not yet. That girl's crazy in on both of them.
And I don't want federal men coming to my place.
What are they going to find? We'll dispose of the bounties. You can't let them live. You'll go back to Washington and talk. Tell them about your moonshine.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
So kill them.
Right now, I will.
Well, that's it, gentlemen. Nothing personal. But I'm sure your deaths will please my Russian friends.
Russian? Did you say Russian?
That's right. Now give your father the gun.
Are you a commie?
Give him the gun.
No! No!
Please.
Yeah. All right, shut up for a second.
Sweet thing, what do you do that for?
He said he was a commie. And they're bad people. Real bad people. You said they were.
Yeah, I guess I did.
Throw down the gun, sweet thing.
Okay.
I guess it's all over.
I guess it is.
Do one thing for me when you get back to Washington.
What's that?
Don't tell them about my still.
Hello. It's me. I'm back.
So I see.
What's the matter?
Washington's given me a report about you. I don't believe it. You steal a car, assault a county sheriff, and worst of all, you disobeyed my orders. I told you to come back straight away.
Ah, well, there's a perfectly simple explanation, Viv. You see, I was arrested for beating up an old man. But I didn't, you see. But his daughter said I did. That she was lying. And I had to hit the sheriff because he would never have believed that I was an English spy. And I had to steal the car.
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.